Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth video game podcast. We don't sell a ton of them, but I do like to talk about them. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, and I would have said this on the other podcast this week, but it came into me between episodes. Apparently, Community was just canceled by NBC. I'm very upset by this bit of news and none too happy, which is redundant. I also saw this headline on the AV Club, Year of Luigi generates $156 million loss for Nintendo. Obviously, it's not just Luigi, but the Wii U and lack of strong software across the board did not help the platform, even though the 3DS is apparently doing quite well. I bought one last year, I got one for my wife last year, the stack of games I bought so far and haven't played, kind of obscene. But there were sales, really good sales, so that's why I did it, and that's what I'm going to tell myself. Shadowgate is returning, the creepy puzzle game from the Mac, PC, and NES in the late 1980s, is up for a crowd-funded remake. It was funded in 2012, and it's due out this summer. So if you haven't, now you can be terrified by it. I rented it, and it scared the crap out of me, so I didn't even get that far in it because I kept dying. To download this week, the PlayStation 4 has Bound by Flame, Titan Attacks, MLB The Show 14, Stick It to the Man, and Sports Friends. PlayStation 3 has most of those games, as well as Hakuoki Stories of the Shinsegumi, I don't know anything about pronouncing words. Also, F1 Race Stars All-In Pack, and Shin Megami Tensei Nocturne. PlayStation Vita has God of War Collection, Football Manager Classic 2014, Broken Sword 5, The Serpent's Curse, Mahjong Royal Towers, and Mahjong World Contest Bundle, and Titan Attacks. Xbox 360 finally has Peggle 2, while the Wii U has a Game Boy Advance port, Wario Land 4. The 3DS has the Denpomen 3, The Rise of the Digitol, Grincia, and Parking Star 3D. That sounds like a delight. Also, the original Game Boy games, Mega Man 2 and Mega Man 3. These aren't the NES games, these are the black and white remixes that are actually quite a bit of fun with different levels and some new layouts, and give them a shot. I have the first one I got when it first came out at Price Club, back when Price Club was still Price Club. So that's how old I am. Nintendo DSiWare was not left out either this week. They actually have new games. Sokomania 2, Cool Job, Jewel Match, and Jewel Quest 4, Heritage. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Get free shipping on hundreds, if not thousands, of collectibles. In-stock items and certain pre-orders qualify for free shipping. Check our site for details. It's a good time to pre-order statues and other high-end Sega collectibles because the shipping is free. We also added a lot of other new items this week, which you'll be excited about. Mattel announced the Minecraft license. New, roughly 1-inch figures are coming in blind boxed singles. Well, blind bagged, I guess. Well, one of those. And carded 3-packs. While there's also a new Katamari Damacy 18-inch pillow, if you're into that game series, and why wouldn't you be? That was out almost 10 years ago. It's a PlayStation 2 classic. Woefully under-merchandised, so you can order that today as well. It is $39.99. I am legally required to say pricing is subject to change. And that's it. Thanks for listening. See you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. I am on assignment next week, so I won't be here, but you will be. So enjoy listening to other fine podcasts, and if you like the show, tell a friend. If you hate the show, you can delete it. See you next time.